births in the United States right now are near an all-time low. Pet ownership, by contrast, is at an all-time high. 3/4 of Americans in their 30s or below own dogs and half own cats. So you've got this juxtaposition of low childbearing rates among my generation combined with a huge surge in pet ownership. So there's something going on here. And I grew up around lots of dogs, cats. I was on a farm. And I saw when a mother dog or cat would lose her babies or would just have a strong maternal instinct, she would adopt an inanimate object like a boot or a sock or something and carry it around and lick it and care for it and even try to suckle it. And it's a sad thing to watch because her instincts are misdirected, but she directs all her maternal instincts toward that object and will refuse to then have puppies. She won't move on from it. It gets her stuck in this delusion. And I think that's kind of the same thing that's going on with my generation. We're, for whatever reason, refusing to have kids, but then directing those maternal, paternal, parental instincts toward animals. It's heartbreaking to see, even in an animal. But to see it in people, I think it's something we need to talk about because for so many of the millennials doing this, it's not too late. There's time to sort of change and to reestablish pets, animals as what they are, to enjoy them for what they are, but at the same time to recognize that, look, children are, to borrow an obvious song lyric, the future. And if we pour all our investment into the living equivalent of a rubber boot, our instincts are misdirected and we're not fulfilling our God-given purpose.